on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Okay, let's start locally here in Laguna Beach and then look further afield. First up, thanks to the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Laguna Beach City Council has decided to delay action on an earlier decision to prohibit medical marijuana delivery services and cultivation for retail sale within city limits. Council members listened to testimony on Tuesday evening from victims of cancer and other disorders, urging them to completely reverse the previously proposed ordinance. Instead, the council voted unanimously to add a sunset clause to the text, which places a hold on the local law awaiting the outcome of a decision in Sacramento. Governor Jerry Brown is expected next week to repeal the March 1st deadline included in Assembly Bill 21, which stipulated when cities were required to take action to regulate commercial cultivation and delivery of medical marijuana. Councilmember Tony Eisman suggested new rules should set qualifications for delivery services. She said someone in the room called deliveries Dubber, which I think is very clever. A combination of Doobie and Uber, the ride-sharing service. Eisman says controlling delivery services will create safety for customers and impose restrictions on the providers. So what did that last part have to do with the story?
Well, the whole thing sounds like a stoner wrote it, doesn't it? The whole thing's like, hey, let's delay a decision on a previously organized. Let's not do it yet.
So the news story is...
Dude.
Nothing's happened.
No, nothing's really happened. And if they're looking for puns, they should come to us because that's a terrible pun.
Yeah, it's not a very good pun.
Rubbish.
Yeah, I'm upset the council liked that pun.
Yeah.
They should listen to us more. wait, I'm confused.
Right.
There's a such thing as delivery of marijuana?
Of course, yeah.
Like from whom to whom? Well, like you call them and they bring it to you?
They bring it to you.
And that's legal here? Notice I don't smoke a lot of pot.
Right, it's not legal apparently, and I have no idea about this either, but... Apparently, it's not legal in town, but if people can make it, they can deliver it. I got Amazon Now the other night. They brought me potato chips at 10 o'clock at night.
You know, you should sign up for Amazon Smile when you're ordering your marijuana, and some of the portion will go to us.
Right. Amazon Smirk.
You do use Amazon Smile, right?
Of course I do, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Amazon.smile.com or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, smile.amazon.
Smile.amazon.com, and then they... some of the money goes towards the radio station.
Yeah, we end up talking about that a lot, but we really only get like 0.25% of purchases.
Well, that's because you and I, neither of us smoke marijuana, so it's like we don't really care.
Yeah, but I'm interested.
For people that genuinely need medical marijuana, then it's a thing. Especially, you know, if you're a cancer patient, you can't get out of the house.
Right.
It's difficult. You want your drug. I mean, my pharmacy delivers my drugs in the mail for my various ailments.
Sure, all right, yeah.
You know,
I'm not against this. I was just surprised that it existed. I never even considered the fact that marijuana could be delivered.
Yeah.
I thought you'd meet up in a back alley somewhere.
Right.
You know
parking
what I mean?
Lot.
Yeah.